The next word is several. The sentence is NISTOLYALYALYALONYSKOLYRIKOKANIGER. NISTOLYALYALONYSKOKANIG. Breakdown. Na. On, upon, this is a preposition. It is pronounced na. Story. Stole, table, this is a noun in the locative case. It is pronounced stole. Lijala. Lejalo, lay, this is a verb in the past tense, neuter gender, singular. It is pronounced liejalo. Niskaka. Neskolko, several, this is an indeclinable adjective. It is pronounced niskolka. Knik. Nick, books, this is a noun in the genitive case. It is pronounced ni. Meaning, several books were lying on the table. Variations. The word niskaka. Neskolko, several, can be used with both singular and plural nouns. The sentence can be rephrased as Nastolyali niskaka knik. Nastolyali neskolko knik. Several books were lying on the table. This is the plural form of the verb. Pronunciation. Remember that the stress in Russian words is always on a particular syllable. In this case, the stress is on the first syllable in Niskaka. Neskolko, several. The stress in Lijala. Lejalo, lay, is on the second syllable, and the stress in Stoly. Stole, table, is on the last syllable. English translation of words, several. Niskaka. Neskolko, books. Knik. Nick. The next word is remember. The word, remember, in Russian is помнить. Помнить. It's a verb, and is used with the infinitive form of another verb in the sentence. This structure is similar to the English, to remember to do something. The basic sentence structure is Я помню, infinitive. Я помню, infinitive. Я, I, помню. Помню, I remember. Here's a basic example. Я помню позвонить маме. Я помню позвонить маме. Позвонить. Позвонить, to call. Маме. Маме, to mom. Translation. I remember to call mom. Pronunciation. Помнить. Помнить, помнит. Позвонить. Позвонить, позвонить. Маме. Маме, маме. Key concept. Помнить. Помнить is a verb of memory, used with the infinitive, and works in a similar way to the English, to remember. The next word is bit. The word bit in English has several meanings, so I will provide a sentence with one of its meanings. A small amount. Sentence. ONDALMENYE. Немного. Денег. НА. Проезд. Breakdown. Немного. Немного, a small amount, a bit, pronunciation. Немного. Денег. Денег, money, pronunciation. Денег, remember that the ending ге. Ге. Is always soft, meaning the sound is similar to the G in gem. Проезд. Проезд, fare, the cost of travel, pronunciation. Проезд. Translation. He gave me a bit of money for the fare. Variations. The word. Немного. Немного can be used to describe both countable and uncountable nouns. You can also use немножко. Немного, which has the same meaning, and is similar in pronunciation. If you wanted to say, a bit of, something, such as a bit of cake, you would use the genitive case of the noun. Nimnova. Torta. Nemnogo torta, a bit of cake. Remember, the genitive case is used to indicate possession, or a part of something. The next word is chair. The word, chair, can be used in Russian in many ways. One example is Pagyitis. Нами. Вашими. Мыслями. Пейдлитис. С. Нами. Вашими. Мыслями. English translation. Share your thoughts with us. Breakdown. Пагилитис. Пейдлитис is the imperative verb form of to share. This is the verb conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. This word is pronounced like падилитис. С is a preposition that means with and is pronounced like S. Нами. Нами is the pronoun, us, in the instrumental case, and is pronounced like, nami. Вашими. Вашими is the possessive adjective, your, and is pronounced, вашими. Мыслями. Мыслями is the noun, thoughts, and is pronounced like, мыслями. Key concept. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or with what instrument it is done. Here the instrumental case shows how the sharing is done, with your thoughts. Other ways to say, share. Разделить. Hi, разделить, slash hi, to divide, to split. Поделиться. Поделиться. To share something with someone. Общий. Общие. Common, shared. English-Russian pronunciation. Share. Делиться. Делиться. Share. Поделиться. Поделиться. Share. Разделить. Hi, разделить, slash hi. The next word is real. The word, real, can be used in Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here's an example. Sentence. Это хай реальный шанс изменить свою жизнь. Slash, хай. Breakdown. Это. This, pronounced, ato, реальный. Real, pronounced, реальный, adjective used to describe the, chance. Chance. Chance, pronounced, шанс, the noun in the sentence. Изменить. To change, pronounced, изменить, the verb in the sentence. Свою. Ones, your, pronounced, свою. Possessive pronoun used to emphasize your life. Жизнь. Life, pronounced. Жизнь, the noun in the sentence. Translation. This is a real chance to change your life. Key concepts. Реальный. Adjectives in Russian typically end in ярлык раткое, pronounced и or ая, pronounced ая, for feminine nouns. Chance. Nouns in Russian have grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Chance is a masculine noun. Изменить. Verbs in Russian conjugate to match the subject of the sentence. In this case, to change is conjugated as изменить. To match the masculine noun, chance. Variations of the word, real. Реальный. Adjective, real, actual. Реально. Adverb, really, actually. Realist. Noun, reality. English translation, real. Realny. Realny. The next word is answer. The word, answer, in Russian is Ответ. Pronounced Ответ. It is a masculine noun, so the ending will change depending on the case it is in. Here is a sample sentence. Он дал мне правильный ответ на вопрос. Он дал мне правильный ответ на вопрос. Breakdown. Он. Он, he, this is the nominative case of the pronoun, subject of the sentence. Дал. Дал, gave, this is the past tense of the verb, to give. That. That. This is in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. Он. Мне. Мне, to me, this is the dative case of the pronoun. Я. Я, I. The dative case shows who is receiving the action of the verb. Правильный. Правильный, correct, this is an adjective in the masculine singular form, modifying. Ответ. 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 Ответ, answer, this is the accusative case of the noun. The accusative case shows who or what is receiving the action of the verb. Na. Na, on, this is a preposition that means on or to. Вопрос. Вопрос, question, this is the accusative case of the noun. Translation. He gave me the correct answer to the question. Key concepts. Noun cases, Russian nouns have different endings depending on their function in the sentence, called cases. This sentence shows the nominative, accusative, and dative cases. Verb conjugation, verbs change form based on tense and person. The verb in this sentence is conjugated in the past tense, masculine singular. Adjectives, adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. Pronunciation. Ответ. Ответ. Правильный. Правильный. Вопрос. Вопрос. You can use this breakdown to learn about other words that are similar to. Ответ. Ответ. Remember to pay attention to the ending of the word to see what case it is in. The next word is sit. The word, sit, in English can be translated to the Russian verb. Сидеть. Pronounced, сидеть. The sentence below uses the imperfective form of this verb, which is used to describe ongoing or repeated actions. Let's look at the sentence. Я сижу на стуле. Я. Pronounced, я, is the subject pronoun, I, in Russian. Сижу. Pronounced, сижу, is the imperfective form of the verb, to sit. It denotes a continuous action. На. Pronounced, на, is the preposition, on. Стуле. Pronounced, стуле, is the noun, chair. Translation. I am sitting on a chair. Here are some other forms of the verb. Сидеть. Сидел. Pronounced, сидел, past tense, masculine singular. Сидела. Pronounced, сидела, past tense, feminine singular. Сидела. Pronounced, сидело, past tense, neuter singular. Сидели. Pronounced, сидели, past tense, plural. English. Sit / s small cap it / Russian. Сидеть. / s small cap I stress d mod j et mod j / The next word is figure. Hash hash. Фигура. Танцовщицу. Перевела. Изысканной. И. Грациозной. breakdown. Figura. Tanks of Shitsu. Figaro ra tanks of SH Chitsai. This translates to the figure of the dancer, where figura. Figaro ra means figure, and tanks of Shitsu. Tanks of SH Chitsai means dancer, and is in the genitive case, indicating possession. Figura. Can be used to describe the shape of a person, object, or even a concept. The ending indicates that figura is in the nominative case. Beyerula, byla, this means, was, and is the past tense form of the verb beyeruteiri, bite, which means, to be. It's a linking verb connecting the subject to the predicate. Izuskanai. Izuskanoi, this means, refined, or, elegant, and is in the nominative case, modifying the noun. Figura. I, this means, and. Graziosai. Graziosai, this means, graceful, and also modifies the noun. Figura. Translation. The dancer's figure was refined, and graceful. Key concepts. Noun cases. Russian nouns have six cases, each changing the ending of the word depending on its role in the sentence. Here, the noun tantsafshitsu is in the genitive case, while figura is in the nominative case. Linking verbs connect the subject to the predicate. Beyeruteiri, bite, is a common linking verb in Russian. Pronunciation notes. Figura. Colon, the, u, sound is like the, u, in, moon. Tanks of Shitsu. Colon, the, tse, ts, sounds like the, ts, in, cats. The, cha, sh, sounds like, sh, in, ship. But with a slight hissing sound. Izuskanai. Colon, the, yeru, y, sounds like the y in my, but slightly shorter. Graziosai. Colon, the o, o, sound is like the o in hot. The z, z, sound is like the z in zoo. Additional notes. Figura. Can also be used to describe a geometric shape, a painting, a sculpture, or even a person's personality. The word tantsafshitsa can be used for both male and female dancers, but tantsor is specifically used for a male dancer. English word, figure, Russian word, figura, figura. The next word is letter. The word letter in Russian is pismo, pronounced pismo. It is a noun, and can be used in both singular and plural. Let's break down the sentence. Я написал письмо другу. Я написал письмо другу. Я, I, nominative case. Написал. Написал, I wrote, past tense, masculine, singular. Письмо. Pismo, letter, nominative case. Drugu. Drugu, to a friend, dative case. The sentence is in the past tense, meaning the action already took place. It literally translates to, I wrote a letter to a friend. The key concept is that in Russian, verbs conjugate in gender and number. So in this case the verb, napisal. Napisal is conjugated to agree with the subject. Я, which is in the first person, singular. Word and pronunciation. Letter. Письмо. Письмо. The next word is if. The word, if, in English is expressed in Russian with the word. Если. Pronounced, если. This word is a conjunction that introduces a conditional clause. Here is an example of a sentence using yes, ye. Yes, ye. To bush. Ukitsa. To smojush. Pastupit. Universitiet. Breakdown. Yes, ye. Yes, ye. If to tie you. Bush. Budes will be future tense. Ukitsa. Ukitsa to study. To tie you. Smojush. Smojesh will be able to pastupit. Pastupit to enter. V in Universitiet. Universitet, university. Translation. If you study, you will be able to enter university. Key concepts. The word yes, ye, introduces a conditional clause. The verb to be in the future tense is used with bush to express the action of studying. The word smojush is used to express ability in the future tense. Note that yes, ye, is similar to if in English. However, unlike if in English, Russian uses a different grammatical structure to express the future tense. English, if Russian. Yes, ye. Yes, ye. The next word is decide. The Russian sentence is on должен решить, что делать дальше. Breakdown. Он. Он. Pronunciation. Он. He. Должен. Должен. Pronunciation. Должен. Must. Should. In the sense of obligation. Решать. Решить. Pronunciation. Решит. To decide, infinitive verb form ЧТО. Что? Pronunciation. ЧТО, what ДЕЛАТЕ ЕРИ. ДЕЛАТ. Pronunciation. ДЕЛАТ. To do, infinitive verb form ДЕЛЕ РИШАЕ. ДАЛЬШУ. Pronunciation. ДАЛЬШ, further, next, onward. Key concepts. This sentence uses the infinitive form of the verb решать and делать. Infinitives are the base form of a verb, and often used with to. The word должен, must, should, is an example of a modal verb. Modal verbs are used to express a range of meanings, such as obligation, possibility, or permission. Translation. He must decide what to do next. Variations. The sentence can be made more specific by replacing ЧТО ДЕЛАТЕ ЕРИ with a more concrete phrase. For example, он должен решить, куда ехать. He must decide where to go. ДОЛЖЕН can be replaced by other modal verbs like МОЖЕТЕ, can, ХОЧЕТЕ, wants, НУЖЕНО, needs, to express different shades of meaning. Pronunciation. Решаете ЕРИ, the I at the end is pronounced like E in C. The ЩА at the end is a soft consonant sound like SH in SHOE. ДЕЛАТЕ ЕРИ, the Е at the end is pronounced like E in YES. The А is pronounced like R in FATHER. English word. Decide, decide, Russian word. Решит. Решит. The next word is language. Hash hash. Язык. Язык. Язык, language. The word. Язык. Язык is used for both language and tongue in Russian. It's a great example of how a single word can have multiple meanings, adding richness and complexity to the language. The sentence is in the nominative case, which is the basic form of a noun. Sentence. Язык. Моей. Мои. Мамы. Мэйми. Английский. Английский. My mother's language is English. Breakdown. Язык. Язык, language, nominative case. Моей. Мои, my, genitive case, used to show possession. Маму. Мэйми, mother, genitive case. Английский. Английский, English, adjective, used to describe the language. Key concepts. Gender. Язык. Язык is masculine, so the adjective. Английский. Английский agrees in gender. Case. The genitive case is used to show possession. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English, but the basic structure is subject-verb-object, SVO. Pronunciation. Язык. Язык, язык. Моей. Мои, мой. Маму. Мэйми, мамай. Английский. Английский, английский. Translation. Язык. Язык, language. Моей. Мои, my. Маму. Мэйми, mother. Английский. Английский, English. The next word is subject. Предмет. Предмет. This is the noun form of subject in Russian. You can think of it as a topic or theme. It is pronounced like предмет. The word предмет. Предмет. Can also be used as an adjective. For example, предметный. Предметный. Catalog, a subject catalog. The pronunciation is similar to предметный. Here is an example sentence. Этот предмет интересен для меня. Этот предмет интересен для меня. This subject is interesting to me. Here is a breakdown. Этот. Этот. This pronunciation is like этот. Предмет. Предмет. Subject. Интересен. Интересен. Interesting. Для. Для. For pronunciation is like для. Меня. Меня. Me. Pronunciation is like меня. English. Subject. Предмет. Предмет. Pronounced like предмет. Russian. Предмете. Subject. Pronounced like предмет. The next word is class. Hash hash. Урок. Начинается. В. Девять. Часов. Breakdown. Урок. U, rock slash, U, lesson, class, the word. Урок. Is a masculine noun, and can refer to a single lesson, or a class period. Начинается. На, чинается слэш, на, starts, begins, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Начинается. На, чинается слэш, на. The e at the end is added for the third person singular, meaning it. The sr ending is used for reflexive verbs, which denote an action directed toward the subject. We are talking about the lesson beginning itself, not someone beginning the lesson. Where, v, in, this is a preposition that indicates a location. Девять. Dive, yat slash, dive, nine, this is the number nine. Часов. Часов slash, cha, ours. This is the genitive plural of the word. Chas. Chas, our. The genitive case is used after prepositions, such as and with numbers. Translation. The lesson starts at 9 o'clock. Variations of Urok. Uroki. Uroki slash U lessons, plural. Urochnaya. Urochnaya slash U lesson related, feminine adjective. Urochnui. Urochnui slash U lesson related, masculine adjective. Pronunciation hints. Urok. The O sound is like the O in lot. The K is like the K in kite. Nachinaitsa. The I at the beginning sounds like the E in sea. The A sounds like the A in farmer. The Ye at the end sounds like the E in get. The Ya at the end sounds like the Ya in yacht. Yevut. The ya at the end sounds like the ya in yacht. Chasof. The o sounds like the o in lot. The ve sounds like the v in van. The next word is development. The word development in Russian is razvitie. Pronounced razvitie. It is a noun, and it is used to describe the process of growth and change, both physical and mental. It is a very common word in Russian, and is used in many different contexts. Here is an example sentence using Razvitie. Razvitie. Riginka. Pronounced Razvitie Rybionka. Zavisit. Pronounced Zavisit. Ot. Pronounced Ot. Mnogich. Pronounced Mnogi. Faktorov. Pronounced Faktorov. Breakdown. Razvitie. Pronounced Razvitie development. This is the noun we are focusing on. Riginka. Pronounced Rybionka, child. This is the genitive case of Ryginak. Pronounced Rybionak, which means child. Zavisit. Pronounced Zavisit, depends. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Zavisit. Pronounced Zaviset. Ot. Pronounced Ot, from. This is a preposition that is used to indicate the source of something. Mnogich. Pronounced Mnogi, many. This is the genitive plural of Mnoga. Pronounced Mnoga, which means much or many. Faktorov. Pronounced Faktorov, factors. This is the genitive plural of Faktor. Pronounced Faktor, which means factor. Translation. The development of a child depends on many factors. Variations. The word Razvitie can be used in a variety of contexts, such as Razvitie. Goroda. Pronounced Razvitie Goroda, the development of the city. Razvitie. Technologie. Pronounced Razvitie Technologie, the development of technology. Razvitie. Lichnosti. Pronounced Razvitie Lichnosti, the development of personality. Pronunciation notes. The stress in Razvitie is on the second syllable. Ye. The stress in Riginak is on the second syllable. Ye. The stress in Zavisit is on the second syllable. Z. The stress in Mnogich is on the second syllable. Ny. The stress in factor of is on the second syllable. To. English, Russian. Development. Razvitie. Pronounced Razvitie. The next word is town. The word town is a common noun. In Russian, it translates to Gorod. Pronounced Gorod. In this sentence, Gorode is in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. Я живу в маленьком городе. Breakdown. I, personal pronoun, nominative case. Живу. Живу, live, verb in the present tense, first person singular. V, in, preposition. Маленьком. Маленьком, small, adjective in the nominative case, masculine, singular. Городе. Город, town, noun in the prepositional case. Translation. I live in a small town. Key concept. The Russian word Город. Pronounced Город has different endings depending on the case. In this sentence, it is in the prepositional case, which is used after prepositions, such as V. In memorization. Think of Город. Pronounced Город as a city or a town that is large enough to have its own government. Notice the O sound at the end of Город. Pronounced Город. Remember that V in is used with the prepositional case. Маленький. Pronounced маленький is a common adjective in Russian that means small. Pronunciation. Город. Pronounced Город. Pronounced V. Маленький. Pronounced маленький. English/Russian translations. Town. Город. Pronounced Город, small. Маленький. Pronounced маленький, live. Живу. Pronounced живу, in. Pronounced V. The next word is half. Hash hash. Половина. Книги. Лежит. На. Столе. Breakdown. Половина. Половина, this is the noun, half, and it is in the nominative case. In Russian, the nominative case is used for the subject of a sentence. Книги. Книги, this is the noun, book, and it is in the genitive case. It's modified by the adjective половина, half. Genitive case is used to show possession, or a part of something. So, половина книги means half of the book. Лежит. Лежит, this is the verb, to lie, in the present tense, third person singular form. Since the subject, половина книги, is singular, the verb must be singular. На. На, this is the preposition, on, and indicates location. Столи. Столи, this is the noun, table, and is in the prepositional case. The prepositional case is used after prepositions. Translation. Half of the book lies on the table. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns change their form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. The case of a noun determines its role in the sentence. In this example, the noun половина is in the nominative case, and the noun книги is in the genitive case. Gender. Nouns in Russian have grammatical gender. Половина is feminine, and книги is feminine. The agreement of the adjective and the noun in gender is important to know. Agreement. In Russian, Adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. In our example, P-O-L-O-V-E-N-A is feminine, and so is K-N-I-G-E, which is why K-N-I-G-E is in the genitive case, matching P-O-L-O-V-E-N-A. Pronunciation notes. Pavina. The O is pronounced like the O in hot. The I in the first syllable is pronounced like the E in sea. The second I is pronounced as a short I sound, as in hit. Knibi. The I is pronounced as a short I sound, as in hit. Rijut. The ye is pronounced as a short E sound, as in let. N. The A is pronounced as a long A sound, as in father. Story. The ye is pronounced as a short E sound, as in let. The stress is on the second syllable. The next word is minute. The word minute in English can refer to a unit of time or a very small amount. In Russian, the word for minute as a unit of time is minuta. Pronounced minota. Here is a simple sentence using minuta. Minuta. Breakdown. Umyenya. Umina. This means, I have. U. Is a preposition that means, at, or, by. It is used here in the possessive sense, at me. Umyenya. Mina. Is the object form of, ya. Ya. I. Yesteri. Yes. This means, to have. This is a verb that does not need to be conjugated in the present tense. Odena. Adna. This means, one. It is the feminine form of the number one. Minuta. Minuta. This means, minute. It is a feminine noun. Translation. I have 1 minute. Note. The feminine form of the word. Adna. Is used because the noun minuta, minuta, is feminine. Variations. Minuteru. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Pronunciation. Minuta. Mienoota. Adna. Adna. U. U. Mina. Menaya. Yest. Yest. English. Minute. Minuta. Mienoota. The next word is food. Sentence. Yarubu yest fkusnu yedu. Breakdown. I pronounced Yubliu. I love pronounced Yubliu. Yes. To eat pronounced yes. Fkusnuyu. Delicious pronounced Vikusnuyu. Yedu. Food pronounced Yedu. Meaning, I love to eat delicious food. Key concepts. Direct object. Yedu. Is the direct object of the verb. Yest. This means that it is the thing that is being eaten. Adjective. Fkusnuyu. Is an adjective modifying the noun. Yedu. It tells us what kind of food. Variations. You can change the adjective to describe different types of food, such as горячую, hot, холодную, cold, сладкую, sweet, or соленую, salty. You can also change the verb to indicate different actions related to food, such as готовить, to cook, покупать, to buy, or продавать, to sell. Translation: food, еда, pronounced еда. The next word is break. The word break can be used in a variety of ways in Russian. Here's an example of how to use it in a sentence. Sentence: Я сделал перерыв, чтобы выпить чаю. Translation: I took a break to drink tea. Breakdown. I, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced like ya, as in yard. Сделал. Сделал. Made, did, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced like сделал, as in saddle. Перерыв. Перерыв. Break, pause, masculine noun, pronounced like перерыв, as in peri, but with a V sound at the end. Чтобы. Чтобы. In order to, conjunction, pronounced like чтобы, as in chubby, but with a Y at the end. Выпить. Выпить. To drink, infinitive verb, pronounced like выпить, as in Roman 6, as in victory, but with a T at the end. Чаю. Чаю. T, genitive case of чаик, that кое, чай, pronounced like чаю, as in ча, in chair, but with a U at the end. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their role in a sentence, for example, subject, object. In this sentence, перерыв is in the accusative case, because it is the object of the verb сделал. Tense and gender. Verbs change form to indicate tense, past, present, future, and gender. Сделал is in the past tense, masculine singular form. Infinitive verbs. In Russian, verbs in their base form end in -ery. For example, выпить. Variations. The word break can be translated in a variety of ways in Russian depending on the context. Перерыв is a general term for a break. There are also other ways to say break, such as отдых. Отдых, which means rest or relaxation, or пауза. Пауза, which means pause. The sentence could also be written: Я сделал паузу, чтобы выпить чаю. Which translates as I took a pause to drink tea. Pronunciation. It's crucial to practice the pronunciation of Russian sounds, particularly the vowels and consonants. Be sure to focus on the stress in each word, as it can affect the meaning and understanding of the sentence. English-Russian word translations. Break. Перерыв. Перерыв. Tea. Чай. Чай. The next word is one. Hash hash. Один. Студент. Пришел. На. Урок. Breakdown. Один. Pronounced один is the Russian word for one. It's a masculine singular adjective, and agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Student. Pronounced student is the Russian word for student, also masculine singular. Пришел. Pronounced пришёл is the past tense masculine singular verb, to come. На. Pronounced на is the preposition, on slash to slash at, and is used in the context of location. Урок. Pronounced урок is the Russian word for lesson. Meaning, one student came to the lesson. Variations. The number 1 can vary depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. Одна. Pronounced одна, feminine. Одно. Pronounced одно, neuter. You can also use the word один as a pronoun meaning one or someone. Один. Из. Них.
Был.
Высокий. One of them was tall. Pronunciation guide. О. О, as in go. Две. Д, as in day. И. И, as in see. Н. Н, as in no.
Сту.
Сту. Ден. Тен. Те. Т, as in ten. Пре. Пре. Шел. Шул. Нэ. На.
У.
У. Рок. Рок. English translation. 1. Один. Russian translation. 1. Один. The next word is clear. The word clear can have many meanings in English. In this example, we will focus on the meaning of clear, as in, the sky is clear. The Russian word for clear in this context is Ясный. Pronounced Ясный. It is an adjective and can be used to describe things that are transparent, easy to see through, or free from obstructions. Here is an example sentence. Небо ясное, но холодно. Pronounced NYBO YASNU, no ho LOD no. Breakdown. Небо. Pronounced NYBO, sky. Ясный. Pronounced YASNUI, clear. No. Pronounced no, but. Холодно. Pronounced ho LOD no, cold. Translation. The sky is clear, but it is cold. Key concepts. Ясный is a common adjective in Russian, and is often used to describe the weather. The word order in Russian sentences can be different from English. Notice how the adjective Ясный comes after the noun Небо. The word Но but is used to connect two contrasting ideas. Variations. The adjective Ясный can also be used in other contexts, such as describing a person's mind or a situation. Pronunciation hints. The letter Ya, pronounced Ya, is similar to the Ya in yard. The letter S, pronounced S, is similar to the S in sun. The letter N, pronounced N, is similar to the N in night. The letter Ikratkoye, pronounced Y, is similar to the Y in yes. English. Clear Russian. Ясный. Pronounced Ясный. The next word is future. The word future in Russian is будущее. Pronounced будущее. It is a noun, meaning the time to come, and it is a neuter noun. It can be used in various grammatical contexts. For example,
в будущем я хочу путешествовать по миру.
В будущем я хочу путешествовать по миру.
Будущее.
Будущее, future, the noun is in the nominative case. This is because it is the subject of the sentence. Я. I, the personal pronoun is in the nominative case.
Хочу.
Хочу, I want, verb in the present tense, first person singular.
Путешествовать.
Путешествовать, to travel, infinitive form of the verb. По. po, preposition that means through or over.
Meru.
Meru, world, dative case of the noun. Translation. In the future, I want to travel around the world. In this sentence,
будущее.
Буду SHT is in the nominative case. It is the subject of the sentence, meaning the thing doing the action of the verb. There are a few other things to note. The phrase
в будущем.
The буду SHT literally means in the future, and is used to express the time frame in which the event will occur. Future.
Будущее.
Буду SHT. The next word is either. Hash hash either. Sentence.
Либо ты идешь со мной, либо остаешься здесь.
Breakdown. Либо. Либо. This is a conjunction meaning either. It is used to connect two options. Pronunciation. Либо теру. Тай. You, informal. Singular, pronunciation. Tidideyeshayeri. Idush. Go, present tense, second person singular, pronunciation. Idiosheso. So. With, preposition, pronunciation. So emenoik batkoye. Emnoi. Me, with me, pronunciation. Emnoi elibeo. Libo. Either, conjunction, pronunciation. Libo o este ayeshayeri sya. Osteyeshsya. Stay, present tense, second person singular, pronunciation. Osteyoshsya zedeyeshyeri. Zedes. Here, adverb, pronunciation. Zedies. Meaning. Either you go with me, or you stay here. Variations. Ili. Ili. Another conjunction meaning, or. This is more common in spoken Russian. Elibeo. Elibeo. Libo. Libo. This structure is used to present two mutually exclusive options. Translation. Either. Liba. Libo or. Ili. Ili. The next word is a go. Hash hash. Несколько лет назад, я жил в Москве. Breakdown. Несколько. Несколько means several or a few. Pronunciation. Несколько. Лет. Let means years. Pronunciation. Лет. Назад. Назад means ago or back. Pronunciation. Назад. Я. Я means I. Pronunciation. Я. Жил. Жил means lived. Past tense, masculine singular. Pronunciation. Жил. V means in. Pronunciation. V. Москве. Москв means Moscow. Prepositional case, pronunciation, Moskva. Meaning, several years ago, I lived in Moscow. Key concepts. Prepositional case, the word Moskva is in the prepositional case, which is used after prepositions like in, on, ne, about, or, etc. Past tense, the verb je is in the past tense, singular masculine form. You would need to change the ending if it were she. Она. Owner, it. Owner. Ono, or plural. Они. Они. Variations of ago in Russian. Раньше. Раньше, earlier. Before. Давным-давно. Давным-давно, long ago. Недавно. Недавно, recently. English to Russian translation, ago. Назад.
The next word is per. The word per in English can be used in a number of ways. It can be a preposition like per day, per hour, or per person. In this case, we can use it in the Russian sentence. Он зарабатывает 100 долларов в час. Он. He. Зарабатывает. Earns. 100. 100. Долларов. Dollars. In. Час. Hour. This sentence translates to. He earns $100 per hour. Час. Is the prepositional phrase that means per hour. The preposition. Means in. Час. Is a masculine noun, which makes the preposition. Remain in the accusative case. Key concepts. The prepositional phrase. Час. Per hour is essential to conveying the meaning of per in this context. Russian prepositions often change form depending on the grammatical case of the noun they govern. Knowing the gender of nouns will help you use the correct preposition. Pronunciation. Он. Он. Зарабатывает. Зиребет letter 131 vet. Сто. Сто. Долларов. Долларов. V. Час. Charcolon S. Translation. Per. V. Hour. Час. Charcolon S.